Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks so much to Sean Serra for joining us in the first segment, Director of Athletics and Student Activities. And now we turn our attention to the 2A State Championship from last weekend. And Hector Calvejo, the head coach at Champagnat Catholic, is kind enough to join us after a huge win. Coach, again, congratulations. I know this is just such a great thing for these kids, for the community, for the school. Talk about that. I mean, you're a few days removed. I know this is big. I mean, it's your fourth straight trip, so it shouldn't be anything new, but winning this thing is always great, isn't it?
Yeah, winning it is like, you know, it's the ultimate goal, you know, especially us being there a few times and coming up short. Definitely was great to get this win in the bag. You know, so it was kind of surreal, you know, right when it happened. It was like, it's funny. It's more of a sigh of relief, even more than you know, being super excited. But then once you kind of realize, like, man, we did it, you know, you kind of really got excited and happy. And just real happy for the kids, man. It's great to see these kids smile and laugh and really enjoy. Some of them are crying from being so excited. You know, it was really a good feeling, you know, seeing that and being around the guys.
And after the hard work and all the, you know, bonding this year and the trips to Georgia, to Tennessee, and everything that we talked about throughout the course of the year, that long trip up to Tallahassee, you know, I know that was, if there was anything that was a downside of it, it was that more fans couldn't have watched it in person. You know, yeah, it was on TV, or, you know, they could pay for it on the computer and all this, but being there live to take it in and to kind of rejoice with the rest of the team, I guess that's something that you know, we could you know, talk about forever. But talk about this team. A lot of character on this team. I think that what you said to me earlier in the year probably made as much sense as anything. I mean, you know, undefeated seasons are great, but sometimes when you play a challenging schedule, you end up as champions like you did by playing a more competitive and a challenging season and going to Lowndes County, one of the best teams in the country, and playing a Gulliver Prep and playing these schools like University School that reached deep into the playoffs. Talk about that as you reflect back. I mean, having three losses is, you know, I mean, it's kind of a badge of honor this year, especially the gauntlet that you guys had to run.
Yeah, you know, the schedule we played, it definitely prepared us. You know, and like you said, I'd rather win a state championship than go undefeated. You know, I don't count the wins and losses. To me, they're irrelevant. The only thing the wins and losses are good for, in my opinion, in the regular season is learning. You know, and a lot of times you learn more from your losses than you do your wins. So losing isn't always a bad thing. I'm not saying obviously you want to lose, but, you know, when you go out there and you play your game and you've got your game plan, you know, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And when it doesn't, you kind of go back to the drawing board and say, okay, well, what did we do wrong? What can we do differently? And the next time we see this situation, you know, we know how to adjust. And I think that happened throughout the entire playoffs. You know, every team we played was different. I think the regular season play prepared us. You know, we took a little bit of everything from every game that we played and put it together in the playoffs, and it worked out, you know. And we were down the last two games of the season. I mean, the last two games of the playoffs, the state championship and the semifinals. So, you know, I think, you know, not preparing the kids with tough games and tough scheduling and being down at certain times, I think, you know, the kids could have easily, you know, folded, you know, or not been mentally prepared for those types of situations. You know, if you go out there and blow everybody out all year and somebody comes out and scores on you, the kids are going to be like, oh, my God, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know, and so I think it's just preparation, you know, and the schedule is preparation for the playoffs.
This senior class, some of them have been around for 5 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that, because, you look in the eyes of Jonquay Lewis or guys like Machado or some of these other kids who've bought into the program from day one and who have, you know, been there and have, you know, have taken the criticism of saying, oh, well, your school's not that big and you don't do this and that. But in the end, these guys come away with four trips to the state finals, and a couple of them have two state championships to show for it. Speak on their behalf, because I think that's important, and it shows, especially to the younger kids listening out there tonight, Coach, that commitment is a big thing.
Oh, definitely. You know, commitment and finding the right fit for you. You know, I think that was the best thing for a lot of these kids, is they found the right fit. I think a lot of these kids are more successful in the smaller environment rather than the larger one. So to some people, that being a small school is a negative, you know. And I'll be honest, you know, if we were a small school, a two-A school, 170 kids in the school, and you went out there every week and you played, you know, some of these schools that, you know, are independent and 1A and 2A and 3A that you know, essentially don't win many games, or if they do win, they don't play anybody. I would understand where some people come from, you know, and I would understand, you know, as a kid, oh man, we got this, you know, we play nobody every year,
sure.
You know, and we're at a small school. What are we doing? You know what I mean? How is this benefiting me? So that's why I take so much pride in all those, in the scheduling and honestly, you know, working extremely hard in the summer and in the off season. And, you know, we do things just like any other school. I mean, a bench press is a bench press, a squat rack is a squat rack.
Right.
You know, what's the difference? That, you know, they have 50 of them and we have six. You know, at the end of the day, the kid's going to lift this, you know, the same way. And I think that is what made these kids special. These kids that have been here 3, 4, 5 years, they understand the grind. You know, they understand what, you know, they learn to appreciate, you know, when they get on a field. When we get on that surface this week and we played in the state championship, although it wasn't Camping World, oh, man, look how beautiful the grass is, you know, beautiful turf. And, oh, man, we actually have a locker room. And, right, oh, man, like, right. they enjoy all of these things. These things are big to them. You know, and I think it keeps the kids humble. It keeps the kids hungry for more, you know, because everywhere we would go, it would be like, oh, wow, you know, man, that's a great opportunity. Man, thank you so much. Thank you. You know, taking these kids to restaurants and airplanes, and you could be at a big school, but guess what? I bet you we've been on more trips on airplanes than most big schools in the state have.
Easily.
You know, we've done a lot more things than most programs have when it comes to giving the kids a high school experience, you know. So, yeah, we don't have the biggest weight room in the world. We don't have the largest enrollment in the world. But aside from that, man, we got kids with bigger hearts than most kids. You know, and those kids that have that stuck around and were loyal and were dependent on to keep this program afloat, you know, they came through.
Yep.
And I think you're going to see that, you know, a lot more going forward with the turnover ratio, you know, going forward at the program.
Yeah. Coach Hector Clavejo joining us, the head coach of 2A state champion Champagnat Catholic. And, Coach, moving forward to 2020 now, obviously, you know, there's some really good seniors that are moving on, and obviously what they did for the program, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But you have a lot of young kids, and we talked about it. I mean, you have an eighth-grade center, for goodness sake. So, you have a lot of young kids who now have experienced, in some cases, 2-3 trips to the state finals, which, and you know, you could break. And when you were talking about how many other schools went on, you know, planes and this and that, how many people wouldn't give anything to just be at one state final? And here you guys have been at four, and now you come back. And obviously, the younger kids know the way to Tallahassee. They know what it takes, no matter who's on your schedule in 2020. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, like having an eighth grade center, high school looked at me crazy. What, an eighth grade center? Like, really? He must be a beast. No, I mean, he's a beast, but he's not Tarzan. You know, he's not 6'5", you know, as an eighth grader. You know, it's just a kid that has tremendous heart, super high football IQ, and just bought in from day one. From the moment he got to the program, he bought in. In the summer, he bought in during camp, and literally earned his way to the starting role on a very veteran offensive line, and everyone rallied around him, man. There was never a doubt. There was never a, you know, oh, my God, get him out. Oh, my God, he's too small. No, the kids love him. And I think that was the same thing that happened with Jonquay when he was young, man. Machado, when they were young, those guys were brought to a situation young, and took advantage. And for those guys, they're able to look back and tell these young guys and say, hey, I bought in. They trusted me. You trust them. And you're gonna go to a couple, you know, a couple state championships.
Yep.
And it's your job to win them now, you know. And I think those kids going through the program and being there that long truly, you know, sets a precedent for the rest of the guys, you know, behind them.
Good stuff. Coach, again, congratulations. Thanks a lot for joining us again. And we'll see you plenty in the off season.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.